Sean Sachs is the head of the Europe desk for NGO Monitor. Omar Shakir, just give us a little bit of background and context.
Okay. Well, Omar Shakir is the current head of Israel-Palestine for Human Rights Watch, which is one of the world's largest human rights organizations. He began working for them as the head of their operations here over 2 years ago. And prior to that, he was a renowned BDS activist. That's the background of this.
What's his nationality, Sean?
He's American.
Okay.
Omar Shakir is American. He was at Stanford University, where he was well known in the anti-Israel circles. He was a big activist in favor of BDS. He worked at a number of organizations that promoted BDS in the U.S. And then after that, he was found to be suitable to be the Israel-Palestine director for Human Rights Watch. Now, prior to coming to Israel, Human Rights Watch applied for a work visa for him. And Israel initially rejected the visa because, according to Israel law, if you are a supporter of boycotts, divestments, and sanctions, which can harm the state of Israel, you may not enter the country. Eventually, he was allowed in, given a temporary visa and then a temporary work visa. When his visa expired, he was asked to leave the country. He then appealed to various Israeli courts, which upheld the expulsion, upheld the order of asking him to leave. And now it has gone all the way up to the Supreme Court, where they have agreed, yes, he cannot renew his work visa. He is a supporter of boycott, divestment, and sanctions. And Omar Shakir now has 20 days to leave the country.
Wow.
Pretty straightforward story.
It is pretty straightforward. I mean, why did Israel take this action specifically? I mean, in the past, they've let it go. So why now?
I don't think they've let it go. They've been, like in every other case, anybody who wants to come to Israel has the right to appeal and has due process with the Israeli Absorption Ministry, the Ministry of Immigration, and the Israeli court system. Omar Shakir was afforded the same rights as everyone else, and he went through the entire process. He was granted a visa under certain conditions. His visa expired. He went through an exhaustive legal process, which he was then given the opportunity to do. He used the Israeli legal system in its entirety, and eventually, after 2+ years, they ruled against him.
Sean, what I find fascinating about this story is the repercussions of it and the legal precedent that it may set. We in South Africa are living through very interesting times where two very significant church bodies, one being the Anglican Church of South Africa, the Provincial Synod, and following very shortly after them, the Methodist Church of South Africa, have agreed to endorse the BDS standpoint vis-a-vis Israel. They have made decisions, they have voted, and that is now their standpoint, very different from their body throughout the rest of the world. Could this mean, in theory, that those members of Synod who voted for the BDS resolution would be denied entry into Israel?
Yes. By reading the basic letter of the law, potentially senior members of the church synods that have endorsed BDS could potentially face problems when they want to enter Israel. But again, this is a total legal issue that has to do with the government of Israel. It's not necessarily our standpoint or my standpoint. I think it's very, very important to point out here that when we look at the case of Human Rights Watch, or particularly Omar Shakir, this is not somebody who simply said who simply promotes or endorses BDS. He's actively been working to promote BDS prior to joining Human Rights Watch, and even here, only last week, to give you an example, Omar Shakir, who for years was a BDS activist, suddenly he joined Human Rights Watch and he kind of wavered and said, well, I'm not really a BDS activist. I'm just promoting people to understand their legal obligations. Just last week, he started going on about how businesses shouldn't invest in Jaffa because that is illegal.
So he's drawing...
Even Mr. Shakir has been very disingenuous about what side of the line he's really on, because he knows at the end of the day he's been supporting a movement that is actually calling for the destruction of the state of Israel.
So he's not even going by the fiction that Israel's pre-67 borders and drawing a distinction between Israel proper, so to speak, versus the West Bank.
Right. He himself kind of gave up on that. And I think it's ironic that many human rights organizations that are supporting Mr. Shakir, and Mr. Shakir himself is now comparing Israel to Sudan and North Korea. Well, he's been applying and using the Israeli legal discourse for the last 3+ years to his benefit. If anything, that shows we have an independent judiciary, that an outsider who's openly hostile to the state of Israel has been using Israeli judiciary to his benefit. But he still thinks that now he can ride on the media wave and compare Israel to Korea and Sudan and countries where nobody can call themselves a human rights activist and be afforded the same level of hospitality as Mr. Shakir.
Very, very interesting story. Just finally, I'm just interested if you could put your finger on the pulse for me. If I were in Israel now, what would be the reaction on the street, not from the right wing, because I know quite clearly where they would stand on this issue, but more those in the center left, how would they be feeling about a decision like this?
So it's a very interesting discourse when it comes to BDS, because across the very large center of Israel, the center politically, which is the vast majority of Israelis, they all see BDS as a nuisance and a problem, and that's something that needs to be tackled. So when it comes to somebody like Omar Shakir, who has clearly gone well beyond the confines of human rights activists and openly supporting BDS, most Israelis agree that something needs to be done. Whether Israelis agree that he should be kicked out of the country, his work visa shouldn't be extended, there you're probably going to find many, many discussions that will carry on for days and weeks. But that is, I think, part of the beauty of the Israeli democracy, is that regardless of which side of the divide you're on, we're going to have these discussions, and I think it's great that we'll continue to talk about it. But one thing all Israelis agree on is BDS, that calls for the boycott and destruction of the state of Israel, needs to be dealt with appropriately.
Sean Sachs of NGO Monitor, thank you so much for your insights and for speaking to us. And
such a
hope
pleasure
to touch base with you soon again.
Yeah, you really know your stuff. We love talking to you. Thank you, Sean. Guys. Have a wonderful week. God bless. Bye-bye.